The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four, ready to go. And how credible is the story of Robert Kraft meddling with Bill Belichick and keeping him from getting the Falcon job? Wild story bouncing around this week. Also, who else looks bad in this Bill Belichick Falcons expose? And what do you make of Belichick dipping his toes into the sports media world, fighting the good fight, doing what we're doing for a living? We're coming at you smoking hot right now. All of that and more. Here it is, hour number four. Have a wonderful Thursday. NFL owners, they say the darndest things. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere squirming because we know the Candyman can coast to coast, border to border and beyond on the vast and ludicrously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the talk. As we talk a mile a minute, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, call this the Crafty Devil Maller Monologue. Oh, yeah. I've been saving this. Right in my wheelhouse. This is right in my, you know my wheelhouse. This is right in my wheelhouse. It is. So if somehow you have not been paying attention, we have palace intrigue here. We assume you've heard by now about the very wordy expose by Seth Wickersham and some other people who we don't know who they are. Wickersham and friends. Chronicling how the Atlanta Falcons were this close to closing the deal and hiring the greatest coach in NFL history, Bill Belichick. But then at the very last minute, they got cold feet. They passed on hiring the winningest coach in NFL history to hire a guy that was an abject failure in his head coaching run, Raheem Morris. So, but maybe you missed the details on this, and so we move ahead in the story now. Skipping all the fluff. We don't care about the fluff. You can get that elsewhere. We are going to get to the meat on the bone. And the meat on the bone here. Patriots owner Robert Kraft is accused of being part of the reason why the Falcons passed on Belichick. And the way the story is being presented, he was a big part of the reason why the Atlanta football team decided they didn't want to do business with Bill Belichick. Kraft is said to have issued a stark warning. Warning to the Falcons owner there, Arthur Blank, one of the guys that started Home Depot, literally started the business, saying, Kraft, that you can't trust Belichick. Now, the implication's rather clear. Even if you're a little slow, a little groggy, you can figure this out, that Robert Kraft's words were poison. They were the poison pill. Now, immediately, New England PR hacks categorically denied the almost 5,000-word story. So we have a he-said situation. You've got the report that claimed to have, I believe, 12 sources. They claimed around the NFL, both with Belichick and people that worked for the Falcons and whatnot, Patriots. So let us discuss the question, how credible is the story of Robert Kraft meddling with Bill Belichick getting the Falcons job? So I've got toothache, spreadsheet, and Property Brothers. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, to lead off here, okay, I read the story. There were parts of it that I didn't really care for. They were kind of boring to me. And then I found the meat of it, and I was like, that's pretty good. And that's a solid report. Could have been a little shorter. So on this one, I am drinking the Fruit Punch Flavor-Aid. Not the Kool-Aid, the Flavor-Aid. Very believable, right? Very believable. This explains why there was that last-minute U-turn by the Falcons. It's like there was a traffic break by the patrol that said, oh, got to close the road. Multiple outlets reported that Bill Belichick, these are supposedly credible people, that Bill Belichick was getting the Atlanta Falcons coaching job. And that was right up until Arthur Blank actually checked the references. Who actually checks references? I've had many people I've worked with here at Fox Sports Radio over the years and other places that have used me as a reference. I have never, ever been contacted by anyone saying, hey, should I hire this guy? But Arthur Blank checked in with Robert Kraft, according to this story. They're besties. They are besties. Of course they are. And Robert Kraft sandbagged Bill Belichick. He gave him a haymaker. He did. If you believe the story, Arthur Blank trusted the words of a fellow robber baron. And Kraft painted his former coach as essentially a toothache. That throbbing, annoying pain coming from your tooth. You can't really eat anything. Just terrible. And Bill Belichick, in the eyes of Robert Kraft, so toxic because of his curmudgeonly ways. The implication also is that Robert Kraft told Blank that you're essentially not going to get any human-like answers from Belichick. You're going to get the cold answer. And that was part of the reason, because Kraft wants a Mr. Nice Guy as coach. And I would hire a douchebag if they're good at their job. I would. There's a lot of successful people that have no social skills and are bad. And we have heard Belichick is supposedly a little calmer behind the scenes, and has a little bit of personality. But the story indicates that is not the case. But the reason I buy the story, the main reason is Robert Kraft's worst nightmare is Bill Belichick running off to Atlanta or Timbuktu and leading a team to the championship. He would rather Belichick go to Pyongyang and hang out, because I don't think they have football there. But if Belichick went, maybe they'd put a team together and win. But that would further haunt and sully Robert Kraft, because he got rid of Brady. He picked Belichick over Brady. I agree with it at the time. I'm not going to change my position. I agree with it at the time. And, of course, we know what happened. We know that Brady went off and won in Tampa, right? We know that. And Belichick failed. And if Belichick were to go to Atlanta and win, that would have really messed things up and would have put Robert Kraft in an uncomfortable position. Now, furthermore, we turn the page, but it's the same story. We just turned the page a little bit. Who else looks bad? Again, this is something I didn't have to do. It is one of my good mitzvahs. I read a almost 5,000-word story about Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. So who else looks really bad other than Robert Kraft in this Bill Belichick expose with Atlanta? So on this one, you're going to have to get out the spreadsheet, because Arthur Blank, he is at the top, as we said. He's at the very top. He looks like Dopey McDope at the top because he's the one that believed. Listen, I'm going to go with Robert Kraft's opinion, who certainly seemed a little compromised. Right? Look, they put on a whole thespian show when Belichick left the team, and they talked about how wonderful he was, and Robert Kraft like sucked his toes like a high school kid in Oklahoma or whatever. I just went big. But passing on Belichick in part because he's cantankerous and gruff, which is what was indicated. Who cares? Again, who cares if you enjoy Raheem Morris? And he'll have a lot of enthusiasm. He'll smile and all that. There's also shrapnel that went flying towards the Three Stooges. Because in this story, it talks about how Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, and Joe Judge were all going to go with Belichick to Atlanta. He's going to bring the whole band and reunite the band. And Belichick, some of the Falcon people were like, why are we going to hire these guys? They're not very good. And then Belichick told the Dirty Birds that these guys are better soldiers. They're not generals. Which, McDaniels is never going to get a head coaching job again. Joe Judge is a young guy. He might get another shot down the line. I don't know about Patricia, but that's a low blow. But who else? How about the Carolina czar, David Tepper, the guy that fires coaches every other year? Or halfway through every season. So David Tepper, another hedge fund guy, rejected Belichick, not because of anything Robert Kraft said, according to the story, but because Tepper, one of his hobbies when he owns the Carolina football team, he likes to review data to critique certain play calls, and he couldn't do that with Belichick. So that's why he didn't hire him. Also catching strays, Brian Daboll, Nick Sirianni, and Mike McCarthy. Indirect downrange for Daboll, Sirianni, and McCarthy, because Belichick, in the story, it was indicated through surrogates of Bill Belichick that he has his eyes on the Giants, Eagles, and Cowboys. He wants one of those jobs. He didn't want to go to L.A., didn't want to coach the Chargers. He wants Giants, Eagles, or Cowboys. That's two I-95 teams, Giants and Eagles, and, of course, you've got Jerry's World as the other team. And I will guarantee you two of those jobs, not one, but two, will open up. That Mike McCarthy, if the Cowboys don't win and get to the NFC Championship game, he'll be out. The Philadelphia job, I think all three likely will be open, but there's a chance one of them has a good year and outperforms expectations and keeps their job. But Sirianni, Daboll, and McCarthy all on the endangered list, and further endangered because Bill Belichick, through his people, have indicated that he's interested in those jobs. Start looking over your back right now. All right, last thing here. We also learned that Bill Belichick has started a new career in his 70s. How about that? He's reinvented himself. That's impressive. Yeah, I know. I don't know that Belichick used Express Pros. I don't know that he did. Probably not. He should have, though. Should have gone to Express Bros. So anyway, if you haven't heard, Bill Belichick is going to do NFL draft coverage with YouTuber Pat McAfee. And Belichick is expected to sign a deal, I read this earlier, to be an analyst with Omaha Production. Omaha! That is owned by Peyton Manning. So Belichick's in bed with Peyton Manning, and the assumption is there'll be either a spinoff of the Manning cast or Belichick will just be a weekly guest on said Manning cast, the alternative feed for Monday Night Football. So what do you make of Bill Belichick dipping his toes into the media world? Everyone wants to do what we do. I always say that. Everyone wants to do a podcast or do the broadcasting thing. Everyone wants this job. They all want this job. Probably not these hours, but they all want this job. So Belichick is turning to HGTV, a sporty version of the Property Brothers, Jonathan and Drew Scott, Celebrity Makeover, or Queer Eye for a Straight Guy, right? A metamorphosis. Bill Belichick, I was texting a few people about this, and this is obvious. You don't need me to tell you this. Belichick is taking these jobs. He hasn't taken the standard Fox TV studio host, sit next to Terry Bradshaw, hasn't done that, or Sunday Night Football on NBC with Mr. Snooze, Tony Dungy. He hasn't done that. But this was a strategic move by Belichick and the people around Belichick to try to change his reputation as the crotchety old geezer. He's deputizing Peyton Manning and Pat McAfee to make him a hipster. How soon before Belichick goes viral on TikTok? Right? He needs to present himself as goofy, as fun, as a cool guy. You need to smile. You need to be relatable to young people. And he's also writing a book, which I don't think is relatable to young people because they don't read books. But from what I was told, he has to wait for the book until after his non-disparagement agreement is done with the Patriots. He's getting paid a ton of money this year by the Patriots. So there's a non-disparagement clause. I would assume for the book to sell, Belichick has to tell stories out of class about the Patriots. So that would require the wait until, it takes a while to get a book published anyway, as I learned a couple years ago when I was talking to a guy about writing a book, and he explained to me all that it is entailed in that process or process. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part, Speakeasy Rules in effect. There's a line open. We'll take your calls. You can be part, yell, scream, shout, all that random stuff, and we will get to that coming up. Also, we have Puck the World. Puck the World with Eddie. That'll be coming up, and we'll do a Maller Audio Vault toss-up. Maller Audio Vault toss-up. And you're going to either love this or not. But we'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. You can follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We roll on. The Great Sports with Coleman, Baltimore media legend, points out that Arthur Blank, in the last 2 years, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, has passed on a two-time MVP, Lamar Jackson, didn't even make a run at Lamar Jackson, and has passed on the winningest coach in NFL history, Bill Belichick, to go with, eventually, Kirk Cousins, who's in his mid-30s and coming off a devastating injury, and Raheem Morris, who was an absolute failure in his last head coaching job in Tampa Bay. If Home Depot was run like that, they would be out of business. They would be out of business. They would, yeah. Let's see, Mark the full name guy is back listening. He says, who needs hackers when we have Ben Maller, the chasm of sarcasm, the spin master of misinformation, the nattering nabob of negativity in the air everywhere. So, Mark, you've calmed down from your last manifesto? You're good? You're all right? Okay, good. That's nice. I'm glad you're back. Mark told me our show is measurably worse without him calling. He holds himself in very high esteem. Bill, well, most people hold themselves in high esteem. Bill writes in and says, I heard Belichick sitting in on the Army-Navy game. Not bad, and he had a little segment that was good. I could not believe it. He seemed personable, humorous, and could tell a good story. I don't know how he and McAfee will get along, but I'm looking forward to it. So I saw a clip. Belichick popped up on the McAfee show, and it looked like Bill was really trying to smile. It's hard when you haven't smiled in that long, many years publicly, to smile publicly. It's got to be difficult. The worst problems to have in life. Yeah. Alf says, would you pull a Robert Kraft if FSR decided to deep six the Belichick of updates, Eddie Garcia? No, I would. If Eddie wants the Utah Yeti job, I would be all for. I would endorse that. If the Utah Yeti call me, I would endorse that. Yeah. Masshole Mickey says, wicked, awesome monologue, spoken like a true masshole. Thank you, Masshole Mickey. You're my inspiration. Inspired by Masshole Mickey. We're going to have the audio. The audio is going to be amazing. I got a couple of great sound bites that we're going to get to in a little bit when they are ready. Let's get to the phones, though, and we'll say hello to Sir Scratchoff, the highways and byways of Arkansas. Hello, Sir Scratchoff.
What's going on there, cat? Man, I'll tell you one thing right now. You got that new caller calling in from prison. He got out from prison. And I got him a name to call in now. He took care of you a while ago. It ain't none of your business. I'm telling you, that's a good name for him to call in from now on. He's a good caller.
Well, you like the guy. You got Norman the Nomad from Maine, who was in jail for the last 5 years.
He's just funny, man. You know, his voice, I couldn't hear some of the stuff he's saying because my static was coming in a while ago. But he's just funny, man. I hope he keeps calling in. It's like that alligator guy, man. I mean, there's some good callers. We lost old Charlie down in San Antonio. I miss old Charlie. I wish I knew where he worked there. I'd call him to him, call back in. I like old Charlie.
Yeah, well, Charlie had a kid, and that you there's two ways that goes. Either you listen more when you have a kid, or you stop listening when you have a kid. And he stopped listening.
I raised two. Mine's 30 and 21, and I got one in heaven. It should be 23. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you start having kids, Ben, you need about five. And I promise you one thing, Ben, you get you about four or five kids, you'll settle down, and you won't be able to talk at all.
You need to have four or five. It seems like a large number of kids, four or five.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Ben, you'd have a good time with them kids. They'd like you when they got older, when they got out of the house and left. They'd like you all right, Ben.
So that's the key. The kids will like you when they leave the house. They don't like you when they're in the house, but when they get out, they will like you.
I'm out.
Yeah, I can't. My daughter, 21, she won't leave for nothing. Her and that boyfriend, I slammed him a while ago before I left the house. He come, I think they broke, about 2.5 years, they broke up a few weeks ago, you know, but he's coming back around. Well, he's a big old, what is that? They got beat last night, Thompson and boys, Curry, Golden State, good God. But anyway, I was in there wiping my new Lakers hat off real good, you know, messing with him. I said, man, what about that Golden State team? Do they still have a team? They still have dynasty. What's up with that? And he wouldn't even say nothing, Ben. I'd jack him.
Wow, you really got him, Sir Scratch-Off. I don't know how he's probably going to walk out with his tail between his legs and never be heard from again.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. Your Clippers, you know, they did get in. They got lucky. But when
they didn't get lucky. They earned the spot that they got. They should have been better. They actually underachieved. They should have been better.
They stink.
Well, you know one thing about it, old man. You know, the Clippers, you know, they will fall apart. They like it. They like the Dodgers.
I know. They'll never win, just like the Red Sox were never going to win because of the curse of the Bambino. The Cubs weren't going to win, the curse of the Billy Goat. It'll never happen. Tampa Bay will never get to a World Series in baseball. I know. None of these things are impossible. The Denver Nuggets are never going to win. I know. Toronto can't win. The Raptors can't ever win. I know. I've heard it all.
St. Louis Cardinals, man, we're in the 70s now. 70 games to go before we get that 87 over. You know, 70 games to go. We're rolling.
I got to go. Thank you. All right. All right. We didn't hear your shout out. That's good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's put Blair in Maine on. Are you there, Whoopie Pie Blair? Are you there, Blair? Whoopie
yeah.
Pie Blair?
Yeah.
All right, Blair, I want you to be one of my judges, Blair. Can you be one of my judges?
Yep.
Okay, well, I got two sound bites we're going to play. We're going to do a toss-up question. Which sound bite is better? And here we go. All right, the first sound bite, this comes from, we'll play this one first. Tyler Glasnow is a pitcher for the Dodgers. He popped up on the Chris Rose podcast. I don't know what it's called, but we'll say it's Chris Rose podcast. And he then dropped this line about, he was asked about the scoreboard, the radar gun. Take a listen to what Tyler Glasnow had to say.
No, I always like, I'm a little radar slut anyway. So
yeah. So did you hear that, Blair?
Yeah.
No? You don't seem impressed. All right, play it again. Maybe play it again, Coop. Can you play it again? Maybe this time he'll be impressed. This is a Major League Baseball pitcher, and he was asked about all the numbers, the speed, the velocity, all these different things on the scoreboard. Here's what he said.
No, I always, like, I'm a little radar slut anyway, so I look up every time. So,
yeah. All right, a little radar slut. Okay, that was soundbite number one. Soundbite number two, this is a follow-up. There's a Ryan Garcia. He's apparently a boxer. He was supposed to throw out the first pitch of the Mets game the other night. He was on the field warming up. The Mets got scared. They got cold feet. They told him he had to leave. Couldn't throw out the first pitch. Here's Ryan Garcia, boxer, his thoughts on what happened. Take a listen.
The Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason, and they kicked us out for no reason. So, everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets, don't ever go to a Mets game again.
All right, what do you think of that one, Blair?
That one about the Mets sounds like a waste of time for his time.
Oh, my God. But which one's the better soundbite? But you, what happened to your sense of humor?
What one sounds like a better one? The first one.
You didn't even seem excited about the first one, though.
Yeah, but the first one's a better one. That second one was...
No, that was good. The guy said, like F the Mets. That was great.
Oh, the F the Mets.
Really glad you took this call.
Blair, did we just wake you up?
No, I've been up for a little bit. I haven't been my normal self, I know.
What's wrong, Blair? What's going on? Quickly, what's going on?
There's a lot of stuff going on with just my normal internet stuff. You wouldn't think that, you know, internet bothered me, but when I finally get on the internet again to go on TikTok again, you know, I'm finally happy again that I actually get to go back TikTok.
That's not good.
No TikTok, no happiness.
If you're only happy on TikTok, that seems like it's not good.
You're right.
Not a quality
you're
life.
Totally right over there, Garcia. You're totally right. I truly love my, since I can't go on any porn anymore. I got TikTok, you know? That's all I've got. You know,
Lorena's head whipped around when he said the porno.
Yeah, yeah. So you've been banned from the porno? Is that what happened?
Unless I go visit mom, that's the only way.
Oh, well, there's nothing better than visiting mom to watch porn. What a fun mom she is. Wow, my mom didn't really allow me to do that, but wow, that's impressive.
You don't say.
That's interesting. So you live at a like a group home, right? You live at a group home.
Oh yeah, Ben, you know it. Oh yeah.
Spicy.
So what about, like,
yeah,
I'm on.
Baby, I know it. So I got all the Kobe ladies just right up the hill from me. Whenever I go to the game, I'm like, damn, girls, you're looking fine today, baby.
Yeah, that's just what they like to hear. Sure, absolutely. And are you on, like, Instagram? There's a lot of, like, porn on Instagram. No?
What, the strippers? The ones I don't pay anything
for? Well, it seems like everyone's a stripper on Instagram. I don't know who's a stripper and who's not
a
stripper.
It's a mess.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 11 p.m., baby. Let's turn on that.
You seem like a kind of guy, Blair, that would – you seem like the kind of guy that would spend a lot of money on OnlyFans.
No, I don't do that. They only
good.
Let
okay.
me on there where I live. I yeah. can't even get on OnlyFans where I live. So,
as much as I would like to, I would like to continue this.
But here's the thing, Ben.
What?
You gotta pay like $10, $5 for that.
I know.
I don't pay for that. My mom would kill me if I watch that.
She likes you to watch the free stuff. I got you. You know.
Freebies only, Blair. Freebies only, Blair. Come on now.
Yeah, at least you're not going to the library anymore and watching the porn.
Oh, my God, Ben. Come on. Don't remind me the one time I only got caught was looking
at that's one of the great stories of all time, that you got caught at the library watching the porn. That's a wonderful story. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember it. So every time I got to hear
I also love, you know, my other Blair story. I love Blair.
You and Joe.
I love when I went to Maine. And you then said, I needed to go right down the block from your house to see you. I remember that. That was pretty funny.
Well, yeah, now good. I hear from you or the morning guys. They always remind me. I'm like, dude, I don't even go to a library anymore. There's not one open here.
Now, what about the dumpster? You had a little incident in a dumpster. You know, anything with, no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit by the dumpster. I remember.
Oh, you can't. All right. Thank you, Blair. All right. There you go. Let's get over to Eddie Garcia right now. On that note, you'll have to download the podcast to hear what
he said. Thanks for that lead-in.
Yeah, what a great lead-in. Well, he's pretty good lead-in. I mean, porn, library, taking a deuce at the dumpster. Let's get to Eddie, though, right now. Get you caught up on everything hockey-wise. Puck the world! It's almost playoff time, Eddie.
That's right, Ben. We've got one day left in the NHL regular season, which ends on Thursday. NHL playoffs start on Saturday. We know all the matchups in the East, half of them in the West. In the East, you got the New York Rangers, who won the President's Trophy for the most points, 114, one more than the Dallas Stars. That could be bad news, though, for the Blue Shirts. Last 11 President's Trophy winners have failed to win the Stanley Cup. Last team to do it was the 2013 Chicago Blackhawks. Rangers will face the Washington Capitals in the opening round. Caps squeaked in their final game thanks to an empty net goal against the Flyers. It was tied 1-1 in the third. Philadelphia had to win the game in regulation to keep their playoff hopes alive, and that's why Washington got the empty net goal, and that win eliminated Philadelphia, Detroit, and Pittsburgh, and Washington got in. Florida Panthers beat out the Boston Bruins on the final day of the regular season for the Atlantic Division title. Panthers will face in-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in the first round. That series starts Sunday. Bruins will face the Toronto Maple Leafs in a series that starts Saturday. And the final playoff matchup in the East has the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Islanders for a second straight year, and that will start on Saturday. In the West, we know two of the playoff matchups. Dallas Stars are the Central Division champs. They're the one seed in the West, and they will face the Nashville Predators. And then you got the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Colorado Avalanche. That's the 2-3 matchup out of the Central Division. Pacific Division champion Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers will find out who they'll play with a pair of games coming up on Thursday. Vegas against Anaheim and LA against Chicago. If the Golden Knights win, Vegas will take on Edmonton. LA would face Dallas. If the Kings win and the Golden Knights lose, the Kings would face Edmonton, and the Golden Knights would take on the Stars. Western Conference playoffs are going to start on Monday. Some milestones as the season came to an end. Toronto Maple Leafs star Austin Matthews fell one goal short of 70 on the season.
What a loser.
Did not have a goal in last night's loss to Tampa Bay.
Loser.
Washington Capitals Hall of Famer Alexander Ovechkin scored in the team's final regular season game. He's got 31 in the season, .853 in his career. He'll enter next season 42 away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
60-year-old.
Very good. In the history of the NHL, we've had three players, Wayne Gretzky, Marlon Mew, and Bobby Orr, post 100 assists in a season before this year. This year, two players did it, Edmonton's Connor McDavid and Tampa Bay's Nikita Kucherov. Had a couple of hockey voices calling it a career. Jeff Rimmer, longtime Columbus Blue Jackets TV voice, announced his retirement after 20 seasons.
Didn't his son work here?
I don't know. I didn't know that, if that was the case.
Did.
Oh, wow. I did not know
the
that.
Early days.
Huh.
I believe that's the same guy. Josh Rimmer is his kid.
I'm not sure about that.
All right.
Jack Edwards, TV voice of the Boston Bruins, announced his retirement after 19 seasons. He's had some health issues.
But he was a little off his game. He sounded kind of like Ralph Lawler, the Clipper guy at the end there.
He said it's an undiagnosed medical issue that's been affecting his speech. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, they can't find it.
We had our final coaching change of the season. Buffalo Sabres firing their head coach, Don Granato, after 5 years. The Buffalo Sabres have missed the playoffs, an NHL record, 13 straight seasons. Last night in Arizona, maybe the final game of NHL hockey in the desert. At least this version of the Coyotes played their final game before heading off to Salt Lake City. The NHL Board of Governors is officially going to vote on this tomorrow. They're going to approve it. Coyotes won the game, beating the Oilers 5-2. There were tears in Arizona, and also, Ben, your favorite, rhythmic chanting.
Oh, do we have some?
We have it. Here you go.
Here we go. Let's listen.
No. They're saying Salt Lake sucks.
Oh, I thought they said Batman sucked. I guess. Oh, Salt Lake sucks.
Salt Lake sucks. So there you go.
I think that's illegal in Salt Lake, Eddie. I don't know. All right.
One final thing, though.
Wait, Eddie, who's the greatest Arizona Coyote, assuming they don't come back?
Shane Doan.
What about Keith Tkachuk?
No, Shane Doan.
What about Jeremy Roenick? He played there a while.
Yeah, Shane Doan is the answer.
What I've about Keith Kachuk?
Three times now.
I'm going to go Kachuk. Yeah.
I got this from FSR affiliate manager Kirk Kreschmeyer, who was at the game.
I know him.
Video I've and met some him. Pictures yes. of the
I've
final game there.
I've known him for a long time. I know him before he worked here.
He said he talked to some Utah media folks, and you mentioned this earlier. The two front runners for the name of the Utah NHL team are the Blizzard or the name that Lorena came up with, the Yeti, the Utah
Stop it.
Yeti.
Lorena? That's real?
Yes. How about that?
No.
There are AI jerseys logos.
I know, I saw one. They look pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. That's Lorena, a great name.
If they are the Utah Yeti, I will buy you a jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
If they don't go with the Yeti name, it'd be a travesty.
They got to go Yeti.
Between Yeti or Blizzard, it's definitely
Eddie.
It has to be the Yeti.
Eddie the Yeti. Eddie should be the play-by-play guy. Eddie the Yeti.
And it'll continue the tradition of hockey having the most team names without an S on the end.
Right. That's
maybe
right,
I'll have to switch teams because ice hockey's always been my favorite sport.
Lorena, you've grown on me even more now.
Oh, no. Now you're sucking up to Eddie. That's a bad job.
It's the first sport I went to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What team do you like now?
Right now it's the Ducks.
My heart has been broken.
One step forward, five
come on,
steps
Yeti.
Back.
Come on, Yeti.
Yeah, here we go.
That's your puck the world
play-by-play
report.
Play-by-play guy, Eddie the Yeti.
I think
spaghetti.
They'll probably call the mascot Eddie the Yeti, right?
They have to.
Something like that. And they serve Yeti spaghetti. And he could do that as well. And yeah. All right. Well, very good. We will have a very brief edition. We need a few judges. 877-99 on Fox. I don't have a ton of time. But the time that we do have, we will allot to one of the more popular things that we do. We like to call it Fact or Fiction. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you above average? Podcast listeners consume 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruption. It's available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcast. Just follow the show and give us a golden review in large, the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
All right, here we go. Let's welcome in our judges. We'll say hello to the power couple, Leslie and Jack the Judge, the most consistent power couple on the show. Hello, Leslie. Good morning, Leslie. In Bradenton, Florida.
You get a twofer today.
Oh, my God. They're both there. Star power. The downloads on this podcast when it goes up are going to go through the roof, Leslie. What are you two up to this weekend coming up?
The usual.
Wait, a little walking, tennis?
No, I have a dance class on Saturday.
Oh, and nice. All right.
Brunch afterwards.
Yeah.
Just the usual.
And we're going away in about 2 weeks, then we're going to Paris.
Oh, man. All right. Well, don't call me from Paris. You don't need to call me from Paris. Enjoy Paris.
Thank you.
All right, we'll give you a pass on that. That's exciting. All right, we'll talk more about that next week. Hold on a sec. We have Milkman Mike in Colorado. Hello, Milkman.
Hey, the man, the myth, the legend. Hey, every time we talk about Whoopi Pie Blair and his poopy, can we call it a Whoopi Poopy?
It's a good idea. I like that. Daniel, the mayor or the Chamber of Commerce guy from Fort Wayne. Hello, Daniel.
Good morning, Ben. I wish I could be the mayor, but our actual mayor died a couple weeks back, and Saturday we're going to have an election to decide
who's going to be. I didn't realize the mayor. I did not see that. All right, hold on a sec. Wow. Who knew? Three stories, real quick. Story number one, it's happening. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? A trivia show getting rebooted. And this time, though, Travis Kelce is going to be the host, unless we just made that up because everyone wants Travis Kelce. How about this one? Story number two, Jim Harbaugh, the road warrior. He's been living out of an RV. Harbaugh recently revealed that he does live in Huntington Beach RV Park in California, near the team facility. Been really slumming it. And story number three, Caitlin Clark, the biggest story in sports here, dominating the landscape, WNBA and all that. And 2K trying to cash in. They're going to have Clark will appear on the cover of NBA 2K25 alongside Victor Wembanyama. Which of those stories are not true? Leslie, one, two, or three, quickly.
Two.
All right. What about you, Milkman Mike?
Let's go number three.
Number three. And Daniel, Fort Wayne.
Number three.
The fake story. Number three. We got two winners. The Caitlin Clark video game story was the bogus story. We got two for one winners.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.